What can projects do to, or what can everyone here do to help young people, to help youngsters, to contribute to FOSS, or to help people who work in education to contribute to free software? First of all, projects, conferences, hackathons can strive to use open platforms and to adapt an open and miner-friendly development process, and just include young people in what they do, and maybe even do this explicitly in their code of conduct. Code of conducts are there to help minorities to not be marginalized, and I think young people are an important part of these groups, and they should be recognized as such. Also, when selecting development or conference platforms, it is important to scrutinize these terms of use and read what kind of people are excluded by these terms of service. This already starts with people who are maybe somewhat more privacy aware than others. They are often excluded because they make a more or less free decision to say, I do not want to use this platform, or I cannot use it, or I would somewhat compromise my own rules I impose on what I accept for my privacy and whatnot. But it goes down to people who just cannot simply legally decide that they want to accept it. Every community member, be it a developer or be it just someone who regularly visits a user group of some kind or something, can raise awareness for free software as a learning opportunity. Just in a situation where it comes to mind, just remind people that that free software comes from education. Free software was invented in universities, and the BSD system, at least, it was invented, it was developed at a university. It was in the Minix kernel, which is now used by Intel a lot. It was invented as a learning project. This was a student learning project by Andrew Tannenbaum. So free software and education is linked together, has always been linked together from its very roots. And it is very important to raise this awareness and remind people that free software is at its very core about learning. And also raise awareness what this means, that young users and contributors can be part of the FOSS community, so that everyone who learns, independent of their biological attributes, we talk a lot about gender, but other biological attributes also do not really matter. So age also is an attribute that should not matter when recognizing someone as a learner who wants to start contributing in a project or in a community. Also, actively encouraging young people. If someone visits your Unix user group or some kind of meetup like that, together with their adolescent child or something, maybe just develop a feeling for whether you can maybe show them something you do as a contribution, maybe find out whether they are interested. Teachers, of course, can integrate development of software that is used in their school in their lessons. They can just, we will continue with that a bit later, they can look whether a contribution to some software that their school uses, some free software, can be done in a course setup. And also universities can serve as multipliers. People working in universities to teach IT topics to students should keep in mind that there is this community aspect of free software, and not only teach technical stuff, but also somewhat slightly push the students in the direction where they recognize being a community as an important part of today's IT world.